This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Secretary of State says she needs a security detail and is pointing to a far-right rally in Castle Rock last week as evidence why. CPR's Benta Berkman reports.
The crowd chanted, "Lock her up," referring to Griswold. That's when election conspiracy theorist Sean Smith said he's for due process, but those involved in election fraud deserve to hang. Though later adding he doesn't endorse violence, he says when you put your hand on a stove, quote, you get burned. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says election officials need more security support.
I think it's shocking when you see a room of people cheering at someone calling for your death. That should not be normal in Colorado government. It should not be normal in American government.
A bill is currently moving through the state legislature that would add security protection for Griswold. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The top elections official in Mesa County, Tina Peters, says she will run to replace Jenna Griswold as Secretary of State. Peters is currently under investigation for alleged election tampering and official misconduct. If she won the Republican primary, Peters could run against Griswold in November. A bill to exempt diapers, incontinence underwear, and menstrual products from sales tax is moving through the state legislature. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Supporters say these are vital products for the people who need them, and so, like food, should not be taxed. It's a little hard to calculate how much revenue the state would give up if the bill passes, but nonpartisan analysts estimate it could be around $9 million a year. 7 states currently exempt menstrual products from sales tax, according to Forbes, and 10 states exempt diapers. Lawmakers have passed other laws in recent years to make menstrual products more available to students and incarcerated women. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
There's a change in the weather coming. Around Denver, it turns cloudy today with ice and snow tomorrow. Metro highs today near 60 and only in the 30s on Wednesday. Much of the state can expect rain and snow tomorrow. This is CPR News.